At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
D60, Soul Path Analysis for Chevy Chase. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Chevy Chase now. The sun placed in the 6th house, ruling his 11th house, and influenced by the D60 deity Indu, directed Chevy Chase's soul journey towards service, daily effort, and managing obstacles through emotional nourishment and healing. The 6th house governs work routines, conflicts, health, and service to others, and the 11th house relates to social networks, aspirations, and large groups. Indu, embodying gentleness, emotional care, and nurturing rhythms, softened the combative or competitive nature often associated with the 6th house. Chevy's public image and social successes, 11th house, were not purely aggressive achievements. They often came from a humorous, emotionally intuitive, and gently subversive engagement with society's daily absurdities. The sun's power in the 6th house, under Indu's influence, demanded he illuminate service through emotional resonance, offering laughter, subtle healing, and shared emotional experiences in the collective space, rather than seeking power for its own sake. The moon placed in the 6th house, ruling his 10th house, and influenced by the D60 deity Gora, brought an intense and sometimes tumultuous emotional undercurrent to Chevy Chase's career and public persona. The 10th house represents profession, authority, and visibility. Gora, meaning terrible or fearsome, is a deity of intensity, confrontation, and extreme emotional force. This combination suggested that while Chevy's emotional instincts propelled him into the public eye and professional achievements, there was often a deep emotional turbulence behind his need to perform, assert himself, or react to authority. The moon's sensitivity, placed under Gora's fierce pressure, made his career path prone to sudden emotional outbursts, unpredictable changes, or inner struggles masked by humor and satire. His soul's task was to tame the emotional storms within, finding ways to channel intense emotional experiences into disciplined public expression rather than react conflict. Mars positioned in the first house, ruling his 2nd and 7th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Brashta, deeply shaped Chevy Chase's self-identity and outward behavior with themes of strength, initiative, and the karmic residue of past transgressions. The first house governs personality, physical vitality, and immediate response to life, while the 2nd house represents speech and self-worth, and the 7th house governs partnerships. Mars in the 1st house made him naturally assertive, physically active, and quick to engage or react, but Brashta, representing fallen or corrupt paths, indicated a karmic soul pattern of needing to correct or transcend past tendencies toward pride, rebellion, or ethical lapses. His wit, sarcasm, and sharp physical humor carried both vitality and a rebellious edge, hinting at a karmic need to evolve beyond selfish instincts and channel his Martian power toward more constructive, collaborative engagements in relationships and self-expression. The soul lesson here was learning to transform raw assertion into refined leadership and partnership. Mercury, placed in the 7th house, ruling his 3rd and 12th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Nirmala, guided Chevy Chase's expressions in partnerships and public interactions toward refinement, clarity, and emotional intelligence. The 7th house governs partnerships, collaboration, and public image, while the 3rd house relates to communication and skills, and the 12th house to hidden realms and subconscious patterns. Mercury's natural wit, intellect, and communication skills found a direct channel into his one-on-one relationships and public engagements. Under Nirmala's influence, which represents purity, refinement, and emotional cleansing, Mercury's energy was tasked with moving beyond superficial or purely clever exchanges toward more sincere, emotionally resonant communication. His humor, while sharp and witty, often carried a gentle undercurrent of vulnerability or deeper human insight. His soul lesson was to refine the way he communicated in close partnerships and public interactions, using intellect not merely for entertainment or evasion, but as a tool for meaningful connection and emotional clarity. Jupiter placed in the fifth house, ruling his sixth and ninth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Yaksha, expanded Chevy Chase's creative talents, public persona, and intellectual curiosity through hidden karmic resources and a sense of guarded generosity. The fifth house governs creativity, performance, intelligence, and emotional fulfillment, while the sixth house relates to service and obstacles, and the ninth house to higher wisdom and ethical living. Jupiter here magnified his creative gifts, optimism, and humorous worldview. However, Yaksha, the guardian of hidden treasures, suggested that his true wisdom, creative depth, and capacity for service were not immediately apparent to the world, but guarded within him, to be revealed selectively and wisely. His performances often hinted at deeper layers beneath comedic surfaces, inviting audiences to find hidden meaning in humor. The sole task linked to Yaksha was learning to protect and selectively reveal his creative and ethical treasures, nurturing a balance between public expression and inner sanctity. Venus placed in the second house, ruling his first and eighth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Shitisha, brought beauty, charm, and emotional richness to Chevy Chase's self-presentation, speech, and transformation journeys. The second house governs speech, personal values, and early family conditioning, while the first house concerns the self, and the eighth house relates to transformation and hidden emotional processes. Venus in the second house blessed him with a naturally appealing voice, charismatic presence, and a cultivated sense of humor that could disarm and enchant. Shitisha, the deity associated with nurturing the earth and guarding treasures, added a soulful weight to this charm. Behind the humor and effortless grace was a deep connection to emotional values, resilience, and internal transformation. His soul's lesson involved using the gifts of beauty, emotional intelligence, and creative self-expression not merely for personal gain, but to offer emotional nourishment and transformation to those he touched. Saturn placed in the fourth house, ruling his fourth and fifth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Kulagna, gave Chevy Chase a deeply rooted karmic responsibility toward emotional foundations, inner security, and the disciplined development of creative expression. The fourth house governs home, emotional roots, and inner peace, while the fifth house governs creativity, children, and joy. Saturn's nature of discipline, seriousness, and delayed gratification manifested in how he approached his inner life and emotional grounding. Under Kulagna, the knower of family lineages, there was a strong karmic inheritance. The responsibility to stabilize and uphold emotional and creative legacies through endurance and mature stewardship. While his public persona was playful and light, internally Chevy carried a heavier emotional burden, needing to cultivate patience, resilience, and responsible nurturing of his emotional world and creative endeavors. His soul journey involved mastering emotional endurance, bearing creative responsibilities, and building an inner home anchored in stability rather than fleeting external achievements. Rahu placed in the fourth house alongside Saturn and influenced by Indu added a restless, expansive force to Chevy Chase's quest for emotional security, inner peace, and familial belonging. The fourth house, normally a place of quiet emotional roots, became a stage for Rahu's intense, boundary-pushing desires, inflating the need for emotional fulfillment through unconventional or expansive means. Indu, representing nurturing, cooling, and gentle emotional restoration, demanded that Rahu's restless cravings be soothed and matured into genuine emotional stability. His internal emotional world may have oscillated between intense hunger for belonging and a struggle to feel truly grounded. The soul's task was to transcend the endless seeking and to discover emotional nourishment through authentic inner healing, family bonds, and the cultivation of a secure emotional home both within himself and through the nurturing of others. Ketu placed in the 10th house, ruling his second house, and also influenced by Indu, directed Chevy Chase's karmic detachment toward his public image, career, and societal status. The 10th house governs public life, career achievements, and reputation, while the second house governs speech, values, and material security. K2's influence brings disinterest, detachment, and intuitive wisdom, suggesting that despite achieving fame and success, there was an underlying soul-level disconnection from the pursuit of external validation or conventional material ambitions. Indu's soothing energy refined this detachment, encouraging him to let go of compulsive striving for recognition and instead focus on nurturing the emotional and spiritual dimensions of his professional contributions. His soul lesson was to use his career not for egoic gratification, but as a channel for emotional healing, offering gentleness and authenticity in a public world often dominated by competition and superficiality.